It's our final respondent. Amanda Burden is the director of the New York City Planning Department.
Thanks very much. I think some of you are getting a sense of the challenges that we face in planning our city. In fact, right now the city is undergoing unprecedented growth. We've gone from 8 million, we broke 8 million in 2000, then to now we are 8.1 million, and we plan to go to 8, we expect to go to 8.9 million in the next 10 years, which is extraordinary. Immigrants come to our city, energize our city, and then in a usual pattern, move on when they have made enough to succeed elsewhere. Not anymore. An enormous percentage of immigrants are actually staying in the city because it's a safe city, and it's a city where they want to invest, and that's a good sign, but at the same time, it's a tremendous challenge to us that have to plan the city. This city is indeed built out to its edges. So we must find places to channel growth, really channel growth, while preserving neighborhood character, because you have to remember we are a city of five boroughs, and most of those boroughs provide suburban-style neighborhoods, neighborhoods with front lawns and back lawns and side yards and rear yards. And we have to preserve those neighborhoods because if you talk to New Yorkers, what they care about most is their neighborhoods, their front door. And so we've spent a tremendous amount of time actually updating zoning to preserve neighborhoods. We have over 30 rezonings in neighborhoods to preserve them, protect them. While we find places to channel growth and to provide housing, we have a 3% vacancy rate in our housing. We have a housing crisis. We have a tremendous blessing with a new housing commissioner who is passionately dedicated to building new housing, and affordable housing has been shown has been a tremendous partner to me. But we have to also create great places. Holly White was my mentor and my tutor. We have to create great places to live, to work, and to raise families. And in fact, people do not seek out homogeneous neighborhoods. They seek out neighborhoods with diversity, diversity of incomes, diversity of uses. And we have to protect that and nurture that. We have a challenge to provide in those neighborhoods where we can grow enough density to ensure affordability, as Sean described. We have to provide enough density to leverage public open space. We have to provide enough density to provide vitality and vibrancy of neighborhoods while respecting the built fabric of the adjacent communities. At the same time, we must understand that one size does not fit all. That zoning is a crude tool. It is indeed, as Michael said, a fossil. So we are not just rezoning. We are creating comprehensive plans for significant areas of the city. These are not zoning. These are form-based plans with urban design controls. They are blueprints for the future. They are not piecemeal or reactive zoning. They are urban design master plans. And we are taking these through as government, as public servants, through the full spectrum of public approval and plan approval. So hundreds and hundreds of meetings with communities. This is a very open administration. I spend a lot of time in communities tailoring those plans so that they really fit communities' needs. Each of these plans are refined and tailored through all of those stages you saw that Sean showed you. And so a successful urban design master plan is measured by the vitality, the vibrancy, the complexity of those plans, the connectivity of streets and sidewalks. All of those details to adjacent communities are essential. How you frame a public open space, how you populate it with density. What is the composition of buildings? How do we respect the built fabric? How do we transition from a low-scaled built neighborhood to more dense one? At the same time, how do we incentivize development? because we must build that new housing. So we can't put on so many controls that we chill development. How do we leverage new open space? How do we protect, as Ron suggested, strong industrial precincts? How do we foster mixed use so that we have a live-work community where you have somebody making furniture at the same place they're an artist living in a loft? We have to do that. And we have to ensure affordability for a wide range of incomes. These are some of our challenges. The city has a severe financial crisis after 9/11. I think you're aware of that. We have to grow our city. We have to grow jobs. We have to grow our tax base. We have to provide for our growing population. It's an arduous, complex approval process. But we, as public servants, feel that we have to do the hard work to create situations where we create conditions for growth and have communities primed for the market when it's ready. We think this is a unique moment for New York City. We have the leadership of an extraordinary mayor who appreciates urban design, who takes chances, who lets the gates open in Central Park, who is dedicated to affordable housing, and he's also dedicated to making changes in five boroughs that the city has not really seen before. It's an inclusive administration, it's an accessible administration, and it's intent on making neighborhoods safe and great for people to come and live in from all countries of the whole world. So against all odds, that's the kind of challenge that we're facing. And I wish we could take more questions because this is a great environment for discussion and for everybody to present their concerns and interests. Thank you.